Padres going for a three-game sweep of the Phillies on Wednesday. Clayton Richard on the hill for the home team. His opposition, Nick Pivetta, and he looked downright untouchable early. Pivetta records his first eight outs via the K. But as we go bottom four, Pivetta in a little hot water as Will Myers steps in to face him.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a liner into left field. That's a base hit. Coming around third is Suaje. He'll score without a throw. It's a two-out RBI single for Will Myers. And the Padres strike first. It's 1-0 San Diego. Runner goes right away. The pitch is low and rough with no throw to second.
I don't think he had a hold of it, grip on it.
12th steal for Myers. Right-hander kicks and deals. Runner goes for third. Pitch is down and away. Ball four. Fastball. But he missed it. Same time, a stolen base from Myers. 0-1, runner goes from first. The pitch is a strike. The throw down to second. They've got the runner Hedges hung up. Hernandez tosses to Joseph, who now throws to the plate. Myers is safe. 2-0, San Diego. The Phillies unable to prevent the double steal. Clayton Richard has completed his warm-up tosses. The left-hander kicks and deals. Swing and a foul tip. The pitch. Strike three called. Try it again. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and out of the zone. It's Richard, who's a strike away from the shutout. The 2-2. Swing and a bouncing ball past the mound. Charging to Suaje. Bare hand pick. Go to first. In time. Game over. Fine play by a Suaje. And Clayton Richard with a complete game shutout. A three-hitter today for the Padres.
Padres finish off a three-game sweep as they take it 3-0. Despite taking the loss, Nick Pivetta becomes the first pitcher in Phillies history with at least 11 Ks in a start of no more than five innings. Despite this, Pivetta was optioned to the minor leagues after the game. The Phillies offense could do nothing against San Diego starter Clayton Richard on Wednesday as the left-hander went the distance for his third career shutout and fifth career complete game as the Phillies fell to the Padres 2-0. Here is Philadelphia skipper Pete Mackinnon.
Very disappointing series here. Couldn't get the job done. It looked to me like Pivetta was going to have a Kerry Wood performance today with 8 strikeouts in the first 3 innings. Ended up with 11. He threw a lot of good secondary stuff for strikes, which is one of the goals we're working on for him to do. And he carried it for a while, and he needs to understand and learn how to continue to carry that through 5, 6, 7, even 8 innings or more. And we only got 3 hits. I'm not happy with all the stolen bases. It's embarrassing to me. We didn't execute the double steal, which we should have. And all in all, it was a bad series.
The decision to send him out, what's that?
Well, with Herrera on the blocks, not knowing where he's at, we need a position player. And with the doubleheader coming up, we have the option of adding an extra pitcher or an extra player for the doubleheader that's coming up on the 22nd. Mm-hmm. So that's the reasoning there.
Can Pivetta come back?
Sure, he's an option for that.
He can come back without an injury?
Yes, because of the doubleheader.
Okay.
That's the new rule where you can add a 26 man.
But he's eligible to be.
He's a possibility.
Does this have anything to do with the stolen bases to try to?
Not at all. Okay. Not at all. We just need a position player, and it just kind of works. He pitched well today. I like what he did. Other than stolen bases, I thought he was really good.
I mean, he didn't even look some of these guys back. Not bearing the holds and what else?
Just a matter of doing a better job at it. That's part of the game he's got to improve on. Once again, we talked about him having being able to command his secondary pitches, and he did that very well today. I mean, I think when their pitcher came up and for the first time, he asked Ruppies, he said, did he strike everybody out? At that point, because he sure looked like he was.
So there's a chance he doesn't even pitch for Lehigh.
Possibly.
He could throw a bullpen.
Right.
Maybe like.
There's nothing that I'm going to announce, but there's a possibility that he would be back.
Did he ditch his curveball? There was some talk about
he threw a slider. He threw more curves and sliders.
Okay,
sliders,
so
but
sure.
He continued to. McClure made him aware of, you know, what he needed to do, and he did a good job today.
Clayton Richards had a really difficult season, yet he was really good today. Was it him or you guys?
Well, I don't know. We had a bad series swinging the bats, but as a group. But he pitched well today. I give him credit. He mixed it up, pitched inside, outside, change speeds. He did a good job.
On that double steal play, how should it have gone? Because Rupp hold on to that? Should Rupp throw?
No, Rupp should throw.
Okay.
When that happens, the second base, you got two options. You can either walk him back to first, keeping an eye on the man on third, and if the guy gets back to first safely, no harm done. Or he can run as hard as he can with Tommy staying closer to first, keep an eye on the runner at third, and get the quick out.
So Cesar's got to hold that ball, in other words. Was it Cesar?
You don't want to unload the ball to the first baseman, because he's right. Going the opposite direction. It makes it a difficult throw, which turned out
okay.
To be.
Okay. Talking more about Pivetta, I mean, you see the flashes, I guess, there, right? I mean, he's 8 strikeouts the first 3 innings, but it seems he just...
Well, that's
too inconsistent.
He's a young pitcher. It's his first year in the big leagues, and he's going to get it. He's going to be good. He needs to learn how to sustain that through more than 5 or 6 innings, and that's when you get to be a real solid starter.
So,
Odubel,
you may not have him this weekend, or you're not sure.
That's still up in the air. I don't have a definite answer for that. So. In the meantime, we need a position player.
The Phillies head to San Francisco on Thursday to take on the Giants.